アマント、
ラディオコスモス。こんばんは、高橋里奈です。
こんばんは、淳です。
今日はですね、はい、なんと、外国からゲストの方をお迎えしてるんですけれども、
外国どちらですか？
今日はイギリスから、
UK。
UK から昨日到着したばかりという、ラップミュージシャン。ということで、はい、ナバさん。
ナバさん。
はい、紹介したいと思います。Good evening, Naba.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, world. Good evening, Osaka. Good evening, Nihon. I am Naba, also known as Naba Napalm.
Naba
Napalm. From London City via New York City. I'm hip hop. I'm a hip hop MC. I love music. And I'm here to share a few things withall of you guys on this podcast.
Good.昨日到着したばかりで、はい、約2週間日本に滞在する予定ということで、来週は東京の方で収録があるということですよね。はい、you have a recording in Tokyo this week, right?
What is your purpose?
My purpose
for this recording only?
My purpose for this trip, because I am aOne of those old cliches they call a b-boy. Part of my purpose for this trip is to connect with people that are have a love of music and performance like I do myself. And the other part of my reason for coming to Nihon and all of you guys which are outside of what we call Nihon, that means Japan. The reason why I've come here is to finish off some work I've been doing witha couple of guys in Tokyo. We've been recording over the period of about a year, last year and a small section of the year before. It's a couple of guys called Isosceles, and a few of you guys will probably know Val, V-A-L. Yeah, he's been quite popular. He's had quite a few videos out, you know, and he's been doing this for a long time. So we've made a little project that we're calling Speakeasy.And the concept of Speakeasy was, without making it too difficult, in the days of Prohibition, when it was illegal to have alcohol in the United States, people were still drinking, right? And you used to go to the Speakeasy, which was just a wall with a hole. You had to know the password to get in. Then once you got inside to the Speakeasy, there was a party going on, there were lots of...ladies and they had lots of drinks, which was illegal at the time. So the concept is like a metaphor for what's happening it's a metaphor for what's happening in hip-hop music right now, because it's kind of like a prohibition. If you look at the videos and you hear what's on the radio, you would think that most rappers are millionaires with a Bentley carLots of girls chasing them, lots of money, drugs, guns, and a glamorous life. But that is not hip-hop. It's a part of hip-hop, but it is not an icon of hip-hop. Because hip-hop really is peace, unity. It is love of hip-hop. Love your fellow man. And having fun. You're supposed to be enjoying yourself. So that was the concept for it, basically.So we're trying to tie up the recordings so that we can release this stuff and you guys can get to hear it.
We don't have many hip-hop rappers.
Right. Yes. Not just London. Minasan MC this. Every country, everybody's an MC. Because you have money. Okane...Hip-hop, Imi, Okane. Hip-hop means money now. So everybody wants to be hip-hop. You get what I'm saying? So for me, I'm happy that hip-hop is the number one music in the world. I am happy. But I think we should try and direct the new people that are coming into hip-hop.Into where this thing comes from, you know,
where,
the history.
Where did,
where hip hop comes from.
Yeah, where was it?
Okay, well, we can start.
Oh.
We can start. We can go back. We can go quite a way back.
Mm-hmm. About the history of hip hop.
The history of hip hop is
very interesting.
The history of hip hop is told on many DVDs, but in a very everybody can only speak from what they understand about any subject. But hip hop officially comes from the Bronx.
Bronx.
Which is one of the five boroughs in the United States in New York. But originally, really, hip hop comes from Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yes. Because the elements of hip hop are you have graffiti.
Graffiti
is like art with the spray cans. You put a what we call a burner on a train or on the wall. You did a piece. It is part of hip hop is dance, as in break dancing, body popping, which is the original word for b-boying. That's where b-boy comes from. Break boy, breaker boy, b girl, breaker girl. So that's the graffiti, the dance, DJing, as in a turntable.
DJing.
Yeah. And the mic. Turntable and the mic. And the mic represented the MC. Now, what has happened is, I think, that it's become popular, so people have split these things into separate. So graffiti has gone into advertising. DJs do their own thing on their own. They can do exhibitions for Vestax, Technics, whatever company is interested. And that's not, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but people are don't understand that it's actually one family.
Oh, so they spread it into pieces?
It's become fragmented in a way.
Like an hip-hop, DJ,壁に落書きとかダンスとかいろんな方向にバラバラになっていったっていうことですね。
Right now myself, I understand that hip hop is the son of reggae. Really, in Jamaica, even in the 50s, it was normal to have a turntable and a microphone, and an MC, and a dancer.You understand that this music is always connected. Even techno is connected to hip hop. Drum and bass is connected to techno. You know, house is connected to hip hop. House is kind of connected to reggae. So just like history, you can see many people are connected without knowing each other. You know, that this is the history of hip hop. Nobody really owns the history of hip hop.And I do get a little, not annoyed, but disappointed when it's only from the Bronx. You know, and many people used to travel to the Bronx to go to parties, to see Kool Herc, to see Grandmother Theodore, to see Jazzy J from other boroughs. So the crowd makes the party. No crowd, no party.You know, and I think hip hop used to feel and show everybody that everyone was equally important. Wakaru. Everybody was equally 大切 Everybody.
みんなが平等に大切だというのがヒップホップっていう。平和な音楽ですよね。
For example, if you watch breakdancing live.The breakdancing is great.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a great thing that not everybody can do. But breakdancing is more impressive when you have a circle. You have a circle of people. Now, if... So the people make... Just being there, the people make the party more enjoyable. And the breakdancer can feel...his music even more and it's a connection thing more than who's got talent and who doesn't have talent. If I do a show, I could be I could be John Bon Jovi. You know? If I go to do a show at Madison Square Garden and there is no audience, the show is not really going to be good. So hip hop is something that was made for everyone.
So you made some campaign to,
I made a campaign to promote
promote your original, traditional hip hop to.
Well, definitely. I wouldn't say that I made a campaign. I started doing hip hop when I was 12 years old.
12 years old.
12, 13 years old. And I don't call myself old school. And I don't think a lot of people that are old school call themselves old school anymore.
Old school.
Old school. This means, okay, you have new school. We're gonna cover a whole lot of different things tonight, ladies and gentlemen, in the pod world. And a lot of the stuff, a lot of you guys might know already, but for the new guys, new school is the latest group of people to become known, either in your town, your city, your country, or internationally. That's the new school. And it used to be you were either old school or new school, right? Now, old school was the original people that were doing it for a long time. And it's a metaphor, another one, people. It's a metaphor for when you were young. Because you were in school, you was once new school because you was the first year, sophomore. Then by the time you got to the third, fourth grade, fifth grade, you were kind of considered old school because you were almost leaving and you are a lot older than everyone else. But I consider myself true school.
True school.
True school. Because words are because hip-hop is very popular now, words have become magazine catchphrases or TV radio catchphrases. You know, even to say you're underground, when you said underground to somebody a few years ago, that meant you were dealing with organic hip-hop.
Organic
hip-hop. Organic, Pontani vibe, Pontani feeling, you know, real stuff. You were talking about what you felt. Yeah, that meant underground. And also, underground, the meaning was you were unexposed. So, you could be popular. You was the best DJ in Yokohama. But nobody outside Yokohama knew you. So you were underground. Like under the ground, in the subway. Yeah, but now underground is a magazine thing. So you can be underground and a million people know you. Which is different from how it used to be. So I consider myself true school because I'm just trying to get the world to hear my music. That's all. There's no, I don't think I'm the greatest thing since okonomiyaki or the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, I know I'm the greatest MC that does what I do. Because I'm doing my own thing. But everybody can be great. We can all have our space. If we don't think about the money, we can all have our space. So I'm trying to promote true school hip hop. I'm not just trying to promote myself. I'm trying to promote the people that do graffiti. I'm trying to promote the people that DJ, the people that dance, and the people that love hip hop. People that have no talent, but love. That's what I'm trying to promote. I'm trying to promote what we started this thing for. So I'm always making music. I'm always making music and I'm always willing to connect with people. B-boys, or you could be into rock music. But if you're open and you have a love for music, I want to meet you. That's what I'm trying to do. My project is to take control of hip-hop again for the street.
For the street.
For the street. For people that's out there on the street. Mm. What's Nihongo for street? Forgotten word.
Michi?
Rojo.
Rojo. Yeah. I'm trying to do this for Rojo. I'm trying to do this for the people that are outside. Because it's all about money now. You know?
お金のために最近は
日本の話ですね。
そうですね。
何のために始めたのか。
You know, it's not about tanoshi anymore.
Yeah.
No more tanoshi. Yo, man, tanoshikatta, man, last night. Oh, you should have been there. You should have come to the club, man. We all had fun. That used to happen. It used to be like that.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't get yoporai, you know, if I don't get drunk and I don't see some nice girls dancing, I don't think I had a good time. And that's not what hip-hop's about.
私ヒップホップはねそんなにまあよく知らなかったんですけども最近こうジャパニーズヒップホップとか流行ってるじゃないですか Recently、mm-hmm. we have Japanese hip hop very getting popular now、
mm. And that is good. That is good. I mean when I first came to Japan I think it was about 1998 1999
mm.
Mm. And in that time, Nihonjin, B-boys, B-girls, mm-hmm. and people that were just fans of hip-hop looked up to the artists that came in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. But what I used to say, wouldn't it be great if you could just rap in Japanese and get the same respect?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was in 1998. And people would look at me like, you're crazy.You know, even take it wider than Japan. The first time I went to Holland, the Netherlands,
Holanda.
Yeah, Europe, in Europe, there was the same situation where if you came from outside, because Dutch is the first language in Holland, they used to say, they used to love almost anybody that came from somewhere else. They didn't even have to be really a good DJ or...great b-boy but you came to our country so we're going to embrace you you're welcome you know but they didn't have the same confidence for themselves and I used to say to a couple of my friends because some of my friends are some really successful artists you know some of the work I've got on my latest EP which I've just been pushing around the world now which is called Willie P there's an artist called Roller Rocker andHe is a great singer, talented singer, and a great talented MC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he went to the level of being gold twice in Europe alone with his group, The Postmen. And they received the Heineken Award, okay, which is where you actually get sent to the United States and get to record again and you get support from the company, right? Another one of those guys was a guy called Brain Power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brain Power...has been very successful. I think he is considered, probably could consider himself to be a wealthy man. Now, Brain Power made it to number one in the Netherlands and made a lot of sales in Europe by rhyming in Dutch only.
Dutch rhymes.
Yeah. So that has become popular. You know? So I think it's good if people just love themselves and love the art.You know, and that's what I'm trying to get people to. The new guys that are coming in think maybe, and I think it might be our fault, the older generation, because everybody has to eat. Nobody wants to be, you know, with an empty stomach.
そうですね。
お腹すいた。Nobody wants this. And you cannot eat a microphone. You can't eat a turntable. Yeah? You can't eat a pen and a pad.I even put that in a lyric, you know? I love hip-hop and I've got it bad, but I can't eat a damn pen and a pad. It's a fact. So people have to make decisions to get some money so that they can keep living. But I think it's our fault because we never passed on that love that we have for hip-hop to the younger generation. So the younger generation is the MTV generation, really. And I think that's sad. On one side,But like I said, I am happy that hip-hop is the number one music in the world because it used to be country and western. you know.
Yes.
Now stop messing with my heart, my achy breaky heart, or like, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus and stuff, which is good in Nashville. You know, it had a long reign. It used to be country and western rock music. Country and western, they took turns. But now hip hop is the daddy. But we're not in control. It's like a horse that got out of the stable, and the horse is running around, and we are being carried, but we're not controlling the horse. The horse is kind of controlling us, as another metaphor for what's going on. So I'm optimistic. This is not a podcast where we wave our fists at the world and feel very angry about things. I'm optimistic, but I think we need to redirect what we're really thinking about doing here, you know? Because I was asked a question, changing the subject slightly. I did a TV interview, and I've done a few interviews like this where people look at me, I'm an MC, I do hip-hop, they either ask me a question about violence, guns, and fighting.
Hip-hop をしてる人はそういうふうに激しかったり、こう暴力的であったりっていう。Do they have an image that hip-hop people
that's
have?
That's what they think. That, well, that's in media. I'm talking media, mainstream media.
Media がそういうふうなイメージを。
Terrestrial radio, terrestrial
image.
Yeah, terrestrial TV. Everybody thinks we're gangsters. Because the videos show a picture of a gangster. And the last question I was asked, Naba, yeah, when you do your videos, do you have like lots of naked girls in your video? You know, and I said, Well, my answer was, I wish I could have lots of naked girls in my video, but that's not what my stuff is about. Do you get what I mean? I think a lot of people take one statement or one point of view as a spokesperson's point of view, you know? It's almost like meeting somebody from Osaka and asking them about something bad that happened in Osaka and making them give their reasons for why it's happening. But I am only one person. And we're always only one person, but it spreads so far. You know, if you meet one person and you spoke to them on the street, it's okay. But when you're doing it like we are now, we're on the mic.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's listening. And I have no idea what they will do from hearing what I say. Now, I could say to somebody, yeah, I've got $1 million in my house. I got a Bentley in the garage. I got 6 naked girls at my house,
wow.
And this is because of hip-hop music. But that would be a lie. Yeah, I don't have $1 million. I don't have a Bentley. I've got a nice house. I've got a BMW. I've got a little bit of money in the bank. But I'm an older man now. I'm older. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not 16. Or I'm not 20 years old. So I don't have to do the ego trip. You know, like De La Soul did a song in the glory days of hip-hop in the 90s called Ego Trippin'. And it was a real funky song and everybody danced, but basically it was talking about the same thing. You know, you can paint a picture that everybody's gonna believe, but really, that's not how you're living. You know, it's not real life. And it doesn't always have to be depressing. And you can do a gangster song, but don't do a gangster album. It's just like a singer can do a love song. But if you do a love album, I might get a little bored with that. Do you get what I mean? So, me personally, I try and create a few different flavors in each thing that I do. So that people can... You'll hate the first song, you'll love the second one. And that's what I want. Somebody else will love the first song and hate the second song. So I think people should not be afraid to experiment and should not allow popular culture, as we call it, pop culture, to dictate what you have to do. You know, because I think that's a mistake, because they don't understand this thing. This is our thing. I'm not saying it's just a black thing. I'm not saying it's just a street thing. It's our music. It's a unified movement. Hip hop is an international unified movement. And in fact, only one of a few elements are music in hip hop.